that I have on this record that I bought of the boy from South Carolina. Of course, mm-hmm. now he had been pretty well shot up, mm-hmm. and he has had a lot of plastic surgery mm-hmm. on his face. But I know most of it. Like he said, parents, mm-hmm. his parents, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and he just goes over it. But mm-hmm. and he was making a public address. But of course, he made fun of his speech all the way through it, because he said one time he went in and asked for lemonade and got ham and eggs, and just a lot of things like this.
Oh, that's
but funny. And the left side of his face was blown away, uh-huh. and his teeth all had to be replaced, and yeah. probably does have a lot of plastic surgery. But as I said, he just has such a thick southern accent that yeah. It's really interesting to me. But I was so surprised when this boy made this tape, and another one made a tape who is he's a college graduate. But his speech isn't good either. And I had three made, and two children made them, and it's amazing how good their diction is and how good their speech is. Mm-hmm. In fact, different ones commented, and they were only 12 and 13 years old. Mm-hmm. It's just the difference. They live in mm-hmm. the city. I don't know if that,
have something to do with it, too. That probably makes a lot of difference. Well, this little boy that was the good student, what was his problem?
Well, he just didn't open his mouth, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And in our area, we just don't emphasize our words. Mm-hmm. We just get them out the best way we can.
Did he try to help himself?
No, he didn't. You would think he would have been interested enough in trying to do a good job, but he... Maybe he was.
You would think that if he were a good student, that he would uh-huh. be bright enough to want to help himself in that way.
He's very good. And his sister is over here quite a lot, and I'm always correcting her. And I know she is a very good student, mm-hmm. and she'll use incorrect grammar. It's a sign of the times. They pick it up at school. I've gone across statements and said things sometimes intending for them to be an expression, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. I'll sometimes wonder, what if somebody heard me and thought, well, I was just, I talk like that, too.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I'll say, well, I ain't gonna do it,
or
something like
that. The bad part is that you can get into a habit
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's what I say, and then I'll say it somewhere and think, oh, gee, maybe everybody didn't understand.
We've yeah. gotten in a kind of a thing. My brother's mother-in-law, who is really funny. She has a lot of funny words, she says. And she says, forward.
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 For forward.
Forward. And we've gotten in a habit of teasing. Of course, we didn't do that in front of her.
Uh-huh.
And so that occasionally I will catch myself starting to say that to people. I mean, you know, and they would think I was out of my... Like my sister-in-law, she was so funny talking about that. She said she was in the... I think it was the fourth grade. And she said she told her teacher she had a headache. And she said, well, where does it hurt? What part? And she said, the forward. And the teacher just had a fit. It was the first time she knew that it wasn't supposed to, because it's all she heard was what her mother said.
Yeah.
Which was really funny. And yet this lady is a college graduate.
Oh, the one that says it
yes.
that way? Well, I get stickled at my mother-in-law. As I said, she's always correcting me, and 9 times out of 10, she's right. But she has a lot of her funny little expressions, too, and most of the time I try to be nice enough not to correct her. But she really is right, as I said, most of the time. But you're quite nearsighted, aren't you?
Yes, very. You can see I stick my glasses.
My daughters both are, but this one up here in the picture is, too, but she wears contacts.
Well, I wore them for 11 years.
Wore contacts 11 years? And then what?
And... had, I hate to say this because it always frightens people who have mm-hmm. things. And well, I just got a terrible corneal cut.
Uh-huh.
And
scratch.
It was just cut a big hunk out, and I wasn't ever able to wear them again. Although I did try 2 more times to wear them again, and then both. What had happened, though, was that he'd built up so much scar tissue from that cut
uh-huh.
that it just never would.
Well,
and
it's
not
worth it.
I had no trouble at all, though. I mean, I never had any trouble adjusting to them.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on, wore them in a couple of months, and no trouble.
Uh-huh.
And never had any trouble. It, you know, there was no warning. It just happened very very suddenly. And I was not one of those people who ever, you know, a lot of people have trouble with them all along, but I never.
Well, now, was it from trash that was on your lens?
We're not really sure what happened. We think probably that could have been what it was. I was, had been in New York, and the air was so dirty, and that's what I figured had to
be. She may find more of that in Arizona, too, because she, of course, works right in the downtown section. She's an accountant, and she goes out on audits. Just, I mean, it has to be in the industrial sections,
and
there's lots of people and dust and dirt.
But I
believe, if anything, now your glasses are as thick as hers, but seems to me when I look, your eyes don't look odd to look through your glasses.
Well, I tell you why, probably it's because my eyes are so recessed, recessed.
Oh, that might be.
That if they were not recessed, they would look, because I have had these things, have seen these